Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is May 19th, and we are doing a special show with Scott Kallikstein Grace this evening. Before I get started with that, I wanted to let you know about some things we have coming up. On June 1st, which is when we were originally going to air Scott's show, we are now going to be having a discussion about judgment and discernment, and we're inviting all of our listeners to call in and offer their thoughts and ideas about that and how to tell between the two and some techniques and tools they might use to move out of judgment when they find themselves in that place, either feeling judgment or being exposed to judgment in some way. So we're counting on you to help us with that show, and we're excited to have you do that. On June 15th, we're going to be having Kelly Centers talk to us about the seven universal laws and the archangels that work with them. And Kelly is an amazing, gifted intuitive, and she works with the angels on a regular basis. She's a great healer, so please do catch our show on June 15th. So that brings us to today, and the guest today is Scott Kallikstein Grace, and Scott is an absolutely amazing individual. I had the benefit of meeting him and the pleasure of meeting him about 6 years ago when he came to a local church in my town. And I was so glad I went. My husband and I bought up every CD he had at the time. We found it to be a very entertaining evening. Scott is a speaker, a singer, a songwriter. He's a recording artist. He's a minister. He leads workshops. He's a writer. He's got wonderful humor. I don't think there's much that Scott doesn't do in the ways of creative ideas. He's very well known for his unique ability to spontaneously create songs for individuals and groups, and that's what he's agreed to be with us here today for, is to talk to us about that and to help create some song portraits for you all. So I'd like to welcome to the show Scott. How are you doing, Scott?
Hello, Lynn. My goodness, it's lovely, lovely to be here with you folks. I'm doing great. I'm excited. I'm delighted to be invited. My passion is ignited.
Wonderful. So, Scott, before we get started with everything, can you just talk to the people that are listening and the people that would be listening to this in the future and just tell them a little bit about how you came into this line of work and how your interest grew with that?
Sure. I was introduced to the Course in Miracles when I was in college. I dropped out of college so I can pursue spiritual studies, and I took a bunch of workshops and conferences and personal growth things. Pretty much was my all in all for a long time, still is. And I went on this retreat with Alan Cohn, author of The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore, in 1985, and he took out his guitar and sang songs and got the group singing very simple songs, and I was touched because the music was just a hobby at that point, and I had never experienced simple songs that could bring people together, bring people into their hearts, help people to feel closer to God. That was my first introduction that music had a component that was healing, unifying, that could transform people's hearts and even people's minds. And I went home and started writing songs like that. And the rest is history, or shall we say destiny?
Wonderful. That's awesome. Well, I tell you, I love that book, The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and I'm glad that that you decided to go there, because your gift is a wonderful asset to the world. Much
Thank
needed.
Thank you. So, Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, can you talk to, just describe what a song portrait is and just let people know what they might expect from that?
Sure. A song portrait is my intuitive gift to people, and it is me and the guitar singing and strumming. It can be directed at a certain topic. It can be a support song to manifest a goal or a dream or a vision. It could be a song to help the heart heal from some old pain, old hurts. It can be a cheerleading squad, a bouquet of affirmations that help you remember who you are and what you're here to do. It could replace the inner critic song. The inner critic has a song it sings to you all the time, and that can be a very negative song. It usually is. So I create songs to help people replace their internal chatter with a song that really does matter, puts joy on their platter.
Awesome, and I love the rhyming. I love that you do that. And that's one of the things that I just have always enjoyed ever since meeting you is your humor. And while some of your songs can be more serious, and I use them in my meditations, they still all leave me feeling very peaceful. So that's a great thing. And that's one of the things, too, that, you know, I notice with your music, whether it is something that's evoking deep emotion or whether it's bringing laughter to us or deep reflection, it's very healing in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to speak to that and just what your idea of healing is and how you bring that into your work?
Well, I'd say the combination of empathy and compassion and connecting with people where they're at, but also connecting with where they want to be, and that combination of empathy with where they're at and support for their vision or their future is a potent combination. So if you try to just sort of like help a person by being empathic with where they're at, that might help them feel better, but it doesn't help them change their patterns and transform their lives. And if you try to help people go for their future without being compassionate about where they are and the suffering, that doesn't work either. That feels pushy. It doesn't have depth. So it's a combination of compassion from the heart and visioning with the mind, and that to me is the most potent avenue for healing.
Great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we have, I just want to remind anybody, if you're calling in, you need to press 1 so that you can raise your hand. Otherwise, I don't know that you actually want to talk to Scott. I'll just think that you're listening in. If you're in the chat room, you're welcome to chat in. So we don't have any hands raised. And I was just sending a little message in the chat room that they can chat in if they need to. But since we don't have any hands raised, Scott, I'm going to ask you, for me, if you would, to create a song. I've been feeling like a hamster in a wheel lately. I feel like I'm doing stuff, and I'm getting really nowhere.
Mm. Yeah. So, no, just normally when I do a song portrait, I listen and talk and ask more questions. We're not going to do that now, but I just want you to know that this is going to be right off the cuff just from what you just said. I'll be tuning in and seeing what comes out. Let's make sure you can hear both the guitar and my voice.
I can.
Okay, good. Mercury is retrograde. Like a hamster on a wheel, you've been afraid that you're spinning your wheels and going nowhere. How you'd like to be aware of the reset button to start again and go real slow and feel into what you know and let go. Let go. Sometimes when things aren't working out, we try to move fast
stir and sputter about, we think speed will help us along. But that's always wrong. Slow it down, take a rest. Be your own honored guest. Forget about being a success for a while, and attend to your inner child. See what she's been feeling, see her point of view, 'cause she is the one who's been trying to get attention from you. And slow you down so you can be with her compassionately. Take it easier, my friend.
That is beautiful and so right on time. I just kind of started chuckling as you were singing that, because it was definitely made for me. Everything in there was totally applied. The Mercury in retrograde, the whole thing. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. And it even, you know, I know when I'm going through great change, my heart will feel, I've learned that this is my pattern, and I don't know that this would be everyone's pattern, but my heart will actually start changing the way that it beats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it did, was like my heart was moving into that new vibration of pattern. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Thanks. So we have a caller with their hand up.
Oh, lovely.
I know. I'm going to call out the last four numbers. I know that that's not common in the blog talk world, but a lot of times I'll have the same area code number. So the last four numbers of your phone number, this phone number is 5221. Are you with us, 5221?
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Hi, Michelle. I recognize your voice.
You know, I was listening to a song to you. Lynn's a really good friend of mine, and I was chuckling too. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Oh. Hi, Michelle. I'm so glad I don't have to call you 5221.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, the funny thing is cell phones, you never remember your own number. I had to think about it, like, what is my number? I was really lucky I'm the only caller. Otherwise, I may not have known to answer.
Yeah.
So what's up to you, Michelle?
Okay. Well, I'm in a position in my life where, you know, I'm excited about the steps I'm taking, but so many of the things I'm engaged in right now are really building blocks towards, you know, future work and future relationships, stuff like that. And I'm finding that there are times a lot of what I'm involved in right now kind of gets me kind of isolated, and my instant gratification button is feeling a bit put out. So I guess just a song about really just being okay where you're at, knowing you're doing the good things, and knowing you're really moving forward.
Well, you make my job so easy, because you're so clear on what the medicine is. But you certainly take the fun away from me, because I would have channeled the same message. But that's
well,
all right.
And, you know,
I get to put it in rhyme.
Exactly, and music.
Exactly. I'm teasing you. Of course, I'll have fun. Okay. You betcha.
Cry if you're not instantly gratified. You are building stone by stone your next happy home, and love is guiding you through the night. Everything is gonna be quite alright. You've got a hearty, passionate appetite for life. Michelle, there's so much you want to celebrate. It's hard for you to isolate time for you to be free, enjoying your own company. That's where God lies, that's where loving starts, enjoying the beating of your own heart. You make good company with you, and you got, oh, you got gratitude for what you are doing. You know you're going places, and this is the time for you to be good company to you. That's what you're on earth to do. Soul who needs soul food, so feed your soul, soul food.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That was lovely.
Welcome,
I really
Michelle.
Enjoyed that too. Thank you, Michelle, for calling in, and I know that there are definitely some people out there that are probably feeling that same space, so that's a beautiful sentiment for all. Great.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm going to get off the line and let others get in and continue listening.
Thank you, Michelle.
Perfect. Thanks, Michelle. So, Scott, our next person is actually from the chat room. It's a person...
I won't hold that against them.
Yeah, we never know why they don't call in, but that's okay because the you know the computer works here. So, her name is Heather. She's actually here from the Fredericksburg area, and this is what she says. She says, "I am currently in a large transitional phase, going through a divorce, and am experiencing healing and a lot of spiritual growth. I have sensed that I need to work on balancing my solar plexus chakra."
Okay. Can I have a full, do you have a full name or just a first name?
Heather, can you send in your full name?
You don't have to. Just, if we're going to do this psychically, let me just. Okay, I got a hold of her. So I'm going to put the phone down and sing.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Light as a feather, you are, you are. It's true. Light as a feather, your Heather learning to do. To do your life more effortlessly, to let go and truly be in the heart and soul of femininity, where you allow and you dwell in the here and now. You are one with the divine source, and you have never been divorced from the love that created you. Inseparable, it's true, you and your love. When your life seems falling apart, you're falling into your heart, where you find out you're together after all. Together, one with Heather, strong in nasty weather, you know the sun will come out again. You know that storms tears are a healing friend. You know that joy will come back and be stronger than before, 'cause you have opened up the door. And you know you're worthy of Alexis, so you relax your solar plexus.
Great.
There you go.
That was wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. So she hasn't typed in yet, but sometimes it takes a few minutes. So we have another caller on the line. I'm going to open up. The last four numbers are 5374. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Can you tell us who you are?
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. I thought I recognized your voice. I'm going to just turn you over and let you talk to Scott.
Hello there. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hi. I'm all good. All good here. How are you?
Me too. I actually went on your website and looked at some of your stuff, and I'm excited.
Good. Very good. Did you have a dream, goal, thought that you wanted support for, something you wanted a little assistance with this afternoon?
Well, I got a whole lot going on. I've been on a spiritual walk now for about 4 or 5 years, and I'm...
So you're a newbie.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time, but I've been really involved in the last about 4 years. And I've been told I need to do a whole lot more work. And
don't listen to them. You're already healed.
I'm very thankful that I am who I am and where I am in my life, and looking forward to just keep on keeping on moving forward.
Let's sing about it, okay?
Okay.
Mary, you're not a problem. You're not a problem needing solving. You're just a woman who's evolving, and you're evolving perfectly. You're not a black hole, you're not a hole. You are a perfectly splendid soul. You're feeling the urge to rock and roll on an accelerated path. And when you go, don't forget to laugh, because you're living in innocence, healing and revealing your magnificence. You're living in innocence, and you are heavenly sent. You're recovering from a good upbringing, with so many rules and regulations to bring you down. You are waking up from that kind of dream, seeing that things aren't what they seem, seeing that you have more choice, and so you choose to rejoice. You're not a problem that needs solving. You are a precious being evolving. Evolution has got you, and you are seized by joy. You are excited about where you're going. Your heart is overflowing with love. You don't need to be fixed. You've got a functional ship. It's not the Titanic. It's Mary's great boat.
How's that?
That was wonderful, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. You betcha. I know a lot of people need to hear that, including myself.
Yeah, that was really great to hear, and I mean, it's affirmation as to where I'm going from where I've been.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it, and I will keep listening.
Great.
Keep
Thanks
on it.
Thanks for calling in, Mary. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. So we got a little chat in from Heather Scott after you started that song, and she said, thank you. That was great. It made her laugh and cry.
Oh.
So, yes, she
so
was.
So glad, Heather.
Really
Lee,
enjoyed
nice.
That. So we actually don't have anyone else that's chatting in or raising their hand at this time. I know.
I've got an idea.
I'd love to hear it.
There's this poem that I wrote that you were hoping I might read.
Yes, yes.
We almost forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I was just waiting.
Okay, well, is this a good moment?
This is a perfect moment.
Okay, so... This is a poem. I don't sit down and write poems. I've written very few poems in my life, and this one felt like it came to me from on high. And believe it or not, it felt like Dr. Seuss was involved in helping me write this poem. And that was such a delight for me because I grew up on Dr. Seuss, as so many kids have. So this is called "Oh, the Places Your Ego Will Go." Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, come with me on a journey. Here we go. I just want to promise you that no matter how dark this poem gets, it ends up to be a good-feeling, peppy poem. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Your ego will travel with you on this earth and be your companion, for worse or worse. It pretends it's your friend, your bestest amigo, and it pours on the guilt. That's the mark of the ego. It's there to protect you, to help you be strong. So it has to remind you you've done it all wrong. You're lazy, you're weak, and you don't have a clue. That's your ego at work trying to motivate you. The ego wants you to be all you can be, so it gives you these pep talks all day and for free. Oh, the places you'll go and the guilt trips you'll travel as the ego plays judge and bangs down on its gavel. But you always can get some relief from your shame by projecting it onto the others you'll blame. For that is the ego at its beastiest best. It nurses its grievances close to its chest. Republicans, liberals, your parents, your ex. The world is just teeming with folks to correct. If only these fools would conform to your ways, you could get on with life without further delays. The ego keeps finding new gripes to complain about. Turns molehills to mountains of yikes to feel pain about. Sometimes the ego stuff makes you so stuffy, you come down with a cold or an ouchie more roughy. But there's no time for rest, so get up out of bed. If you're just here and now, then you won't get ahead. Your to-do list must buzz like the bees when they're busying. Keep filling your days till they're endlessly dizzying. Oh, the places you'll go and the people you'll see. All through the lens of what's in it for me. For the ego believes there is something it lacks, and until it is found, it won't let you relax. Perhaps you will find it in the next one you date. True love at first sight with a soul kind of mate. The romance is hot till the climate turns cold, because when two halves combine, they do not make a whole. It's fine till the love gets obscured by control, because when two halves collide, they cannot make a whole. So, the ego moves on, ever constantly striving, addicted to seeking, afraid of arriving. You're traveling fast at the speed of surviving, with fear in the driver's seat doing the driving. No trust is a must. You must always be worried. No peace till deceased. You must always be hurried. The joys of each moment go swishing on by as the ego keeps reaching for pies in the sky, groping and grasping with arms that are flailing. And the ego loves giving you F for your failings. Or perhaps you are on the fast track of success. You're constantly driven to be great, better, best. You're a mover, a healer, a big-time achiever. You're a real self-made man, a dazzling diva. You're rich and you're famous. You make quite a splash. You're on top of the world and you're rolling in cash. You drive the right car and you've married the right spouse. Today, lunch with Oprah. Tomorrow, the White House. But at night, insecurity pays you a call because you know any time that you could lose it all. Your shrink says to rest, and your spouse sure agrees. Your doctor says, ulcers, take 14 of these. You know you should slow it down sooner or later, but your foot is just glued to the accelerator. Your ego consoles. Well, at least we're successful. It's a sign of success to be constantly stressful. You've made it to prime time, and everyone loves you. But your self-esteem's based on what others think of you. And opinions can change in the blink of an eye, which is why you need meds just to sleep and get by. One day when you failed and succeeded enough, you witness your ego exposed in the buff, and you realize without all its protective clothing that the ego has been simply a state of self-loathing. And beyond that, you find out the biggest of deals, that you've dreamt up the ego. It's not even real. So, for richer, for poorer, in all kinds of health, you commit to the journey of loving yourself. You release the projections you placed upon others and find through forgiveness that peace is discovered. You realize the love that you searched for outside you is what you are made of and can't be denied you. So you let go your worries, your plans, and your pills, put some logs on the fire, and learn how to chill. Your old superstitions have gone up in smoke, like you can't rest in peace until after you croak. You no longer fear death, or for that matter, life, because you know that all matters are safe and all right. While resting in peace, you will soon be inspired to go out in the world with some newfound desires, desires that spring from your heart and your soul, and wherever they take you, you're going there whole, because your ego is now in the passenger seat. It rolls down the window and takes in the treats. You're not in a hurry, you're taking it slow, because the journey's as rich as the places you'll go. Where you are going, you don't need to know, for the journey's as rich as the places you'll go.
I love that. And I had read that when you sent out your muse letter, which, by the way, Scott's website, www.scottsongs.com, and you can sign up for his muse letter. That's exactly how that went in my head when I read that. I could hear your voice because I listen to your music often enough, so it was wonderful. But thank you so much for sharing. It's a beautiful poem. And, you know, if that's the kind of poem you're turning out, then I hope you wind up doing more of it, because it was wonderful.
Yes.
So we have some callers. We've got last four numbers, 4170. Are you with us?
I am.
Hi. You want to tell Scott who you are and what you're calling for?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I don't know. I just tuned in. I guess I tell you what I'm working on in life.
You could. That would be a wonderful way to start.
Right now, basically, family and school.
Family and school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you like to say a few more words about that, or?
I don't know.
Okay. Lisa, I sense that you're holding a lot. Not in this moment. I'm just saying, in general, you hold a lot of feelings inside, and you hold other people's feelings in your own heart. So you carry a lot. Is that accurate?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So would you like some support in traveling a little lighter?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see what comes through me.
Thank you.
permission to put down all your burdens. Love yourself without conditions. You don't have to be a good girl all the time. That's how they controlled you, and now it's going on in your mind. You've been walking on those eggshells, so careful and polite, holding it all together. But now you can take it light. Now is the time. This is the place to be kind to yourself. Let in God's grace. Let in God's grace. Let it lighten your load. You can walk more lightly on this earth and let the burdens go. Now is the time. Don't put off your peace. Let the heavy burdens go. It's time for release.
Well, her number just disappeared, so...
Yeah, wow, that's okay. My sense is she's taking it in on other levels.
Right, right.
Yeah, my guess is it brought up grief. The grief was so close to the surface when she got to the phone, and so this probably just put it right into her consciousness, which is a good thing, and I wish her well as she releases.
Right, right, and we will all affirm that, so...
Mm.
So beautiful song, Scott. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to open up. This is for 8110, and if I'm not mistaken, this is Beverly. Is that correct?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly. Hi there.
Hello. I am going through a divorce right now, and...
Congratulations. God bless you.
Thank you.
I would even push the envelope and say that you're going through a graduation.
Yeah, I would definitely agree to that.
Yeah, it completes a certain phase of your life, and it means there's been lessons that have been learned, and you're ready for a new classroom.
Right. But I'm not the only person impacted by this. I have a daughter that's 11 years old. Her name is Rachel, and it's been a painful transition for her as well, and it has caused some very challenging moments in our relationship.
Yes. Are you, is she able to express her feelings to you? Is she able to express her anger and hurt and confusion about this?
She seems to do very well at being able to express her anger towards me.
Right.
But she doesn't really get specific about opening up, you know, about what she's feeling or anything like that.
Right. And how do you take it all?
I get the blunt of her anger.
Right. And that might push your guilt buttons, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of course. My goodness. Yeah. Well, can I say a few things before I sing?
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my parents separated when I was 40 years old, and I still felt like tremendous confusion, sorrow, craziness, pain, anger. It was like the little boy who was 8 years old or 11 was just right there inside of me, feeling everything I would have felt if I was 8 or 11. It was just amazing how painful it was for me. And, you know, this simple, beautiful notion of why can't we all get along? Why can't my parents love each other? Why can't it, you know, who's to blame? And da 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 da. It's just all there. And there is a sacred wounding that everybody has. And what I mean is that it's the wound that causes them to dig for more in life. It shakes them up enough so that they start going into the depths of life. And you have to understand that nobody comes to this earth without creating their reality. In other words, on a soul level, your daughter set this up as this is going to be the point at which she starts to explore her pain and dig deep. And it's not an accident that this happened at this time for her, for you, mm-hmm. for him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could meet her while she's angry and say, I would be angry too. If I was your age and this happened, I would be angry. I know you have every right to your feelings. I am so sorry. This is not what I would have wanted for you. I love you dearly, and my hope is that we can walk through this together. Just know that you could be angry for as long as you need to be angry, and I'll still be here for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And between you and I, if it wasn't the divorce, she would find something else to be angry about. Because it's that time for her.
Mm-hmm.
This is how she's going to build an identity, is by making you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to build a separate, autonomous sense of self by springing away from you, by pushing you away. And prepare yourself.
Okay.
Because it's not personal. It won't last forever. And it's just what she needs to do right now.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing about your story, about what it was like when your parents separated at 40.
Mm-hmm. You betcha. And the greatest thing you can do for your daughter is to do your journey. You've been given marching orders by the universe to step out of this relationship and into your future. And there are greater things that are ahead of you, and there are a bunch of yeses. Now, you just said no to something, and you're moving on, but you don't feel maybe or see the yeses that are just waiting to pour in. Keep
mm-hmm.
moving, keep walking towards your goals, your desires, your passions, your excitement. What will help your daughter heal the most is to see you becoming more alive.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder, because that was, you know, something that I held in mind when I started this journey, that you know, I wanted to set a good example for her and live in my truth.
Yes.
So,
yes. When she honestly sees you consistently being much happier than you were when you were with her father, she will get it.
Mm-hmm.
And bless you. And thank you. Shall we sing about this one?
I would love that.
Mm. Tell me your name again.
Beverly.
Beverly, of course.
Beverly, you are free to be the person that you long to be. You've been feeling the spark in the depths of you've leaped, and here you are, going through some times that are hard, on your way to union with your passion and your strength. You are moving there. You have so much that you want to share. This love that can't be denied. This feeling of wanting to be so much more alive, more met, more received, more to. Held you back, that's what's been getting you back on track, and you know it's in divine order, and as you live it, so will your daughter. She will see you in your joy, and she'll release when she's ready. Anchor that's making her feel strong, making you wrong is helping her feel herself, her own identity as separate from Beverly. It's all good, it's all what needs to be, and it will be all the best, even though right now you may feel like it's a mess. It's God's mess, it's God's plan, it's all being held in steady hands, and the healing that you seek will unfold. You
beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for the reminder, and thank you for sharing your gift with me.
My pleasure, Beverly.
Pleasure, Mike.
Perfect. Thanks, and thank you for calling in, Beverly. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Lynn.
I think that sometimes when people are going through divorce, the children get, I don't want to say ignored or overlooked, but, you know, the parents are just trying to get into a new way, and unfortunately the kids do kind of find their own ways of dealing with stuff. So it's nice to have attention brought to them.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have just about 10 minutes left in the show, Scott, and I wanted to ask you, while we have a few minutes, just – you know, with healing and with the music, how is it that the music really helps people shift? What's the healing component in the music?
Wow. I'm not an expert on that. I mean, I just do it, and I let other people talk about it. But I'm remembering, like, being on the boardwalk in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, which is like the Jersey Shore, with my guitar and a bunch of friends singing spiritual songs. And this guy in a leather jacket gets off his motorcycle or whatever, and he's really a rough guy. He seemed to have some alcohol in him. And, sing me a song. So me and my friends sing this Michael Stillwater song, When I'm Healed, I Am Not Healed Alone. It's totally, you know, New Agey spiritual chant. And he just closed his eyes and started sort of swaying with it. And then when we were done, he said, that was really deep, man. That was deep. That really went deep. And he went off into the night. And I thought, wow, you know, it's music. It's like it crosses barriers. And I think it helps people suspend their belief systems or their rigidity or their intellectual. in our intellect and just funnel our life experiences through the intellect. And that's cultural. And it means that we're always either in the past or the future. There's very little actual presence going on when we're in our intellect. We're not present to what is. Somehow, music is coded to help us get present, to help us get out of our heads. And that's why I think it instantaneously shifts people's energy.
I would agree with that. It definitely brings you into the present moment. And when you have something like your song portraits that's written, you know, specifically for you and your situation, then, mm-hmm. you know, what a great way to really bring you into your own life, your own reality, your own now moment.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You betcha.
So I want to just remind everybody that Scott's website is www.scottsongs.com. And Scott will be in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area in August. Please check out his website for other places that he will be. I personally have only kept track of when he's coming here to the Fredericksburg area.
Right. May I also mention to people that they're getting a little mini taste of a song portrait, but that there's information on my website about song portraits and how you might want to get a song for a friend or for yourself. And it goes on CD, and in the full sessions, the songs are like 15 minutes. They're wonderful symphonies of support.
Great, yes. And I have, if you go to the Honoring Hour main site, www.thehonoringhour.com, on the guest page, which will now be moved to the archives page, you can follow the link to Scott's website. And then, as it's been stated on the Blog Talk site where we've invited you to visit with us today, it says follow the song portrait links on Scott's website.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Yeah, so that you can find out, because you've done a great job of putting in there what it is. And as soon as someone experiences you in person, I'm sure, like I am, they're a forever fan. So,
thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. You know, my husband's this big old burly guy that like tries to not show emotion, or he's just kind of real. You know, he has to be real stoic. And he loves it. He'll stick in some of your funny songs and listen to them. You know, he doesn't want to necessarily get caught listening to them, but we know. When my CD's missing, I know where to go. So, yeah, he's wonderful there. Is there anything else that you wanted our audience to know about either your work or just a message, anything that you...
Yeah, let me see what... there is a message here. The work is so well explained on the website, and there's a place where you can sign my guest book and get my newsletters, and so that's all there. No need to toot my own horn. But there is a message here, and let's see what comes out. What do I have, about a minute?
Actually, we've got probably about five.
Okay, well, as I just touch the energy of the people listening, there's always common themes, and there is a theme going on, and of course on the planet now, so it's not just Fredericksburg or the people listening, but this is what I'm called to say. Change involves collapse of what's old, and that collapse isn't always gentle. It certainly is very rarely welcomed, and it's never part of our own plan. We never say, okay, hey, it's time for some chaos. We have our plans, and of course they're not always in alignment with our highest good. And there are these moments or times in our life where our highest good takes over, and it feels like a tidal wave, and it feels like we're drowning. And the truth is, who we are is drowning. Who we were, I should say, is needing to die. And that death is only scary to the part of you that's dying. And that's not the real you. That's just a fabrication. That's just a snake shedding its skin. So this is a time where many people are shedding their skins, not knowing how exciting it is. Because if you can just touch who your true self is wanting to call you to be. It's a very exciting time on the planet for all of us. And there are oil spills, and there's certainly a lot of darkness and manipulation and fear. And you can tune your radio station to those channels and freak out with the rest of them. Those radio stations exist, but you are the tuner. You are the one who chooses to dial in to those frequencies and get agreement that there's indeed lots of things to worry about. I suggest dialing in and tuning in to the frequency of love, because that station is growing stronger. Its reception is getting stronger every day. You find yourself feeling good, feeling better, feeling relief, feeling comfort, feeling excited, feeling hopeful, feeling guided. Guided towards your yes, and then there's a bigger yes, and a bigger yes, and there's a whoopee, because the more you put yourself into the stream of your guidance, the more your inner child feels nurtured and excited, because life is meant to be playful, not a struggle, not a sacrifice, but playful, creative, fun, interesting, surprising, and delightful all the way. That's where we're going. That's our natural state. So bless the changes, bless the chaos, bless the tidal wave, bless the divorce, bless the bankruptcy, bless whatever is helping you shift. It's an angel.
Beautiful. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. And that is just such an appropriate message, in my opinion, for what is happening on the planet and what's out there. And I do hope that, you know, everyone, I encourage everyone to find the tools that work for them. And, you know, when you're feeling lost and you're not sure where to go, that's one of the reasons I started the Honoring Hour, was to start building tools and letting you know that there's different stuff out there. I invite anyone who's listening to please, you know, send me an email right on the front of the Honoring Hour page, www.thehonoringhour.com. At the bottom, there's a link where you can email me. So if you know of a tool or you know of a person that we might have on here as a guest, please, I'm doing this radio show for myself because it's fun, but also for people out there that are living this change. So we hope that you'll use us as a resource. Scott, with your permission, since we're down to the wire, I have one of my favorite songs that I use when I'm either in transition or needing to shift or needing a reminder. I'd like to sign off by playing that. It's I Am With You Now.
Oh, lovely.
Great. So thank you all for joining us, and thank you, Scott, so much for, you know, being with us, but most especially for just offering and sharing your gift with the world.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Enjoy. This is Scott Kallikstein Grace's I Am With You Now.
I will always